Joseph Corbel, Major, Salvation Army. Joseph Corbel is a very dangerous man because of his strong religious influence, especially on young people and children. His return to freedom is undesirable. Does this tell you nothing, Corbel?
It tells me a great deal.
And what will be your behavior after your release?
I will do as I've done in the past.
Then we may see you again, Corbel. I don't know why you are being released, but that is not my decision. You have your new suit of clothes. The guard will take you to the outer gate. Here is money enough to get you to your family. Guard!
At last. Lord, this is wonderful. But frighteningly, I haven't had to make decisions for myself in 10 years. Now I can't decide whether to go into the village or into those woods over there. I feel more alone than free. Sounds of freedom are frightening to a man who has had it taken from him for 10 years. Am I really free yet? If the government have faced me into prison lures on the outside, then where is freedom? Lord, I'm afraid. What will I find in the village, around the corner, at home? Who are those strangers I call my family? Where is the young wife I knew, the children? Father, you gave me a mission field in prison, and I am returning from it. Lord, you promised, if we go into all the world and preach the gospel, you will be with us. Lord, you're with me now. Make me to feel your presence. I claim your promise.
Free. Lord, I am free after 10 years. But now, what shall I do? Oh, Lord, I am so afraid. Where do I go? I do not want to go into the village. There are so many people there, and I do not know how to act. But I cannot just stand here. I must get away from here, or they make... I will go this way. Perhaps I will go into the village. Oh, no, I cannot do that. Oh, I'm so confused, Lord. Lord, what should I do? I've got to get away. I must hide. Hide before they find me and take me back. Better than I go there. That's good. That's it. I will hide. Hide in the woods. No one will find me there. I have to make it before they find me. Run. Run. They will be looking for me. Run. Run. They shall never find me here. No one can see me. Oh, I'm so tired. I'll just rest a while and then I will think about. I will think about. Where am I? These trees. Oh, of course, the woods. Is it true? Am I free? Yeah, I am. I see Leopolda across the road. I am outside. No, I can't stay here. The village. Lord, I've got to get to the train depot. The children. I am going home. Oh, Lord, please help me to control myself and do the right thing. I cannot stay here. Lord, you have said that we should not fear, for you said you will be with us. And I need you now, Lord. I am going home. Home.
Home.
my Lily going home? Dear Anne, the children, what will it be like, children? Dear, dear little Elenka and Victor and Helmut, huh? Ah, Helmut, my little firstborn, temperamental, bubbling over with energy, with a tender heart. I remember the time when Helmut came home from school one day, and...
Come see what I got at school today. Look, I got this at school.
Oh, how nice, Helmut. Who gave you that bar of soap?
I won it.
You won it, eh? How?
I had the best test paper today. Isn't it nice? But I'm not going to use it.
You are not?
No, it's too pretty and worth too much.
Worth too much?
Yeah, yeah. One of the boys in my class begged me to give it to him.
Oh.
He even said he'd give me a book, a pocket knife, string for my kite, some...
Oh, my, so much for a bar of soap, Helmut. Why did he want it so badly?
He wanted it for his mother as a birthday present.
Oh, that is quite a lot to get for a bar of soap, Helmut. You know what I would suggest, Von? I would just give it to your friend for nothing.
Just give it to him? For nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't really mean it, do you, Father?
Indeed, I do, Helmut. Does a bar of soap have so much value that you would give up a chance to make two people happy? And such an unselfish desire your friend expresses. Remember, Helmut, Jesus says, give to him that asketh thee.
But it's mine. Why should I give it away? I won it. It's mine.
Yeah, it is, son. It is yours, and I am proud of you for having won it. It is yours to keep or to do whatever you want with it. I would not love you any less for whatever decision you make. You make the decision, son, about what you want to do concerning the soul.
Father?
Yeah, son?
Are you busy?
Oh, I have a little time. Come in.
Father, do you know what? I gave the soap to my friend.
Oh, and where are the things he promised to give you?
Oh, I gave it to him for nothing.
And what did he say when you gave it to him?
He couldn't believe it. I told him that I was giving it to him because he was my friend. And I told him what you told me that Jesus said. He didn't know what to say when I told him about Jesus, but I hope...
About going home. I want to see the family, and yet 10 years, will they know me? Will they accept me? Ah, of course they will. How foolish of me. Elenka, my only daughter. How I miss her. I remember a certain day when she was a child.
There is something else I want to ask.
Oh, what is it, dear?
Who do you love the most, the boys or me?
Well, I love you all the same.
My papa, I'm your only girl. You must love me more than you do the boys.
Elenka, let me see your hand. There. Now, if you had your choice, which of these fingers would you want most to keep?
Oh.
The little one, or the middle one, or the thumb?
All of them. I'd want to keep all of them.
And you would not give up any one of them. Even though you have 4 more?
Oh, no.
And so I feel the same way. I love you all, just as you love your fingers. You are all just as precious to me. I love you all just the same.
Oh, Papa, I love you too. I won't ask you any more about which one of us children you may love.
How sensitive she was. Even as a little girl, how quick she was to learn her lessons every time. I feel Rose. I remember the time when I was showing her the buds, and I told her that by the next day... We can see that it's slowly opening up, and I'm sure that by tomorrow this bud will be opening up into a rose.
You mean a whole big rose will come from that little bud?
Oh, yeah, and it will be beautiful. I can hardly wait to see it.
Papa, come here quick.
What is it, Elenka? Why are you so excited? Oh, Elenka, what happened to that rose? The petals are all ruffled and torn. What have you done?
I'm sorry. Papa. I tried to help the bud open. I wanted to make you happy, so I tried to make the rose open sooner. I'm sorry.
Oh, I understand, dear, and thank you for what you tried to do for me. But there are some things we simply have to learn to wait for. Some things are God's business. We cannot help him along. Opening flowers is God's work. We have only to wait and be patient. Now, do not cry, darling. This flower is spoiled, but God will open another one.
I'll remember, Papa, and I won't ever do it again. I should have come and asked you before I tried to be.
And Victor, what will he look like? My little blue-eyed, golden-haired son, so quiet, so reserved, yet very strong in his convictions. Anna told me about the day when he was playing with his little friend outside her window. They were looking at the flower. And Victor told his friend that I had
My father says that the Bible tells about God making everything we see.
My father doesn't believe in God. Neither does my mother.
Well, why not?
Because they say, the communists say, that they don't have to believe in God. And why do you believe in the Bible?
Well, my father says the Bible tells us things.
Like what?
Like where these flowers and things come from.
But where do they come from?
Well, God made them.
Oh, but we don't believe in God, so how could we believe God made them?
Well, then where do you think they came from?
I don't know. I just know they're here.
Well, then my Bible teaches me more than communism teaches you. You only know they are there. I know why they are there and how they got there and who put them there.
But even though my dad and mom and even my teacher says there is no God, when I look at this flower, I think you are right. Who else could make such a beautiful flower?
My father also told me that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die just like the flower seed. And he came up from the ground just like the flower. That is why we celebrate Easter.
Such a little boy with such great truth to tell. The things we learn from our children. The things you all have taught me. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Thou mightest still the enemy. Did you have a good time at school today, Elenka?
Oh, yeah. I made a new friend.
Nice to make new friends, huh? Well, who is she?
Her name is Ilka.
Ilka. And when did you meet her?
Today, at lunchtime.
Elenka, do you see that little girl over there standing with her mother?
The one with the long, light hair, wearing the pretty blue dress.
Yeah, do you see that other little girl standing over there with the old man?
Oh, yeah. I feel so sorry for her. Her skin, it's awful.
She has some kind of rash.
Yes.
Her family must not have the money to buy clothes, judging from those rags she has on. Elenka, which of those two would you choose to play with?
When?
Anytime. Would you choose the pretty one or the other?
I don't know. I can't always tell just by looking. I always wait when we're playing to see which one is not chosen by anyone else. Then I choose that one because that's the one who needs a friend. I always feel sorry for anyone who does not have a friend.
I can't be far from Prague, and at last I'll see my children, my little children. I do not know how they will accept me. I'm so anxious to see them all, and I'm so tired. I'll soon be there. Elna, Elenka, Helmut, Victor, I'm coming home.
How will I ever find Ernie in this crowd? Look at all the people. Did she recognize me? I wonder. Oh, no, of course she came. I know she... Joseph, you must get a hold of yourself. Oh, calm down. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, I do not see her. I'm not even sure I would recognize her. It's been so long. Oh, could we be overlooking each other? I think I heard my name. Where?
There!
Anna! Anna!
How will I ever find her in this crowd? Will I recognize her? Does she recognize me?
me. It's been so long. And we both changed a great deal.
Joseph!
Helena?
Yes. Helena!
Pardon me, please. Excuse me, please. Helena!
Helena! Oh, no, Joseph.
Helena, I
do not say, Joseph. Let me look at you.
How do you look with your eyes closed?
I'm just thanking the Lord for this moment I have waited for so long.
Now you must open them, Helena. Oh, after 10 years, your eyes still have the beauty of your youth.
I'm not the same Anna you left 10 years ago.
Nor am I a young Joseph. Anna, the years have taken their toll.
But now you are back. Come, let us go home.
Home? Even the birds sound strange after so long.
Come. We have a little walk ahead of us. Do you mind?
Mind? Walking in freedom? I've waited 10 long years.
Not very far now.
I don't mind at all. Oh, how lovely the trees are along the river, changing into their bright yellows and reds and oranges. Makes me want to paint again, Anna. You know, it was at this time of year that I was taken away.
Yeah. And somehow the colors have taken on a happier hue. I used to dread to see autumn coming.
One time I thought that spring was the most beautiful time of the year. Now, autumn, this quiet submission has a peculiar beauty. Peacefully the rose fades, leaves fall, and fields and gardens tired after the summer of activity humbly go to meet the winter that strips them of their beauty.
You have lost none of your ability to paint birds, Mrs. Joseph.
Birds and thoughts have been all that I've had for the past 10 years. Thank the Lord that he has given me such beautiful ones. How I had to fight to keep them, though. Living with such poor, miserable men whose only satisfaction was the empty satisfaction of abusing and deforming God's thoughts and words. No wonder the scriptures tell us to think on things pure and lovely and good. The mind is our last bastion of defense against Satan, even though our heart may be the Lord's. Satan still attacks the mind.
But now you must think upon other things, too. The children are so excited about your homecoming.
Well, how are my little ones?
No longer little, I am afraid. But still your darlings.
Well, and I'm so frightened. Will they know me? Will they recognize me?
They have known you from the day you left. They are praying for you every day. It may take time for them to get used to the new person who is coming home physically. Oh, but they know you, Joseph. And their love for you has only grown.
What will I say, Anna? How will I act?
Should you have with me? For yourself. Do not try to hide the fact that you have been away for 10 years. Speak your mind and heart, Joseph. They love you. I love you. We have waited for so long, and here we are.
This is home?
Yeah. This is the building in which we have our room. Come on. The welcoming committee is getting impatient. It is rather small, Joseph, and there is no kitchen, only a hot plate in the hall, and a single bath for the whole floor. And Joseph, are you listening?
What?
Oh, I'm
sorry, darling. I'm just so overcome with gratitude. I was just looking at the beautiful white curtains and the soft rug and the beautiful flowers on the table. What were you saying?
Nothing, dear. Come in. Welcome home. What are you staring at, dear? Oh, the picture. It is the only one I had of you, and I have had it there since you left.
That's really me with that black hair and that young face. And oh, Anna, I suddenly feel so weak. So weak.
Joseph, neither of us had the strength we once had. But somehow we have more. Who could go through what we have gone through and come out looking the same? We must remember where our real strength comes from. I had to remind myself of it daily. So I put that verse there on the wall.
so it would be the first thing I read when I entered the room. Read it, dear.
Fear not, for I am with thee. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Now, come sit down.
Right over here.
Children, children, your father is home.
Children, dear Lord, help me. Keep me from breaking down. Help me not to act shocked at this meeting.
Hello, children.
A difficult time getting permission for the children to come home to see. The school authorities did not want to excuse them, even for your homecoming.
Perhaps it was best that they were here for only a short time. It was very hard, and how do I say it, to love your children, but to have missed the experience of enjoying their youth. Dear Alenka, such a beautiful young lady she turned out to be.
And she would do anything for you, Joseph. She loves you dearly. They always...
Ah, I know. And Helmut trying to cheer me up with his nervous jokes. But there is something about him that worries me.
He has still never forgiven the communists for taking you away. There is bitterness that he has not been able to overcome. Oh, I pray for him daily.
We have much to pray about. And dear Victor, he was so confused and embarrassed.
Oh, he is a dear child. Joseph, we are all so glad you are home. We will work things out. This is just your first day. The Lord has promised to be with us even in such times as these. There will be adjustments.
Yeah, five people in this one room. How can we...
We can manage. I have tried for 8 years to find an apartment in which we could live with the children. The hospital will allow you to stay here for a while, but they told me we would have to find other quarters now that you are home.
I feel so badly for you and the children, my coming in and crowding you this way.
Oh,
I
Joseph,
don't...
you are my husband, and you are their father. You are not some stranger who has come in and caused us a great inconvenience. Oh, dear, dear Joseph, please, you must remember that.
I'm sorry, dear. It's just that
I know, Joseph, I know. But we will make it with the Lord's help.
You know, when Victor stood there so stiff and awkward, saying yes, sir, and no, sir, I felt like some sort of interrogation officer. And Helmut, sir, do you know what I remember about him?
What, dear?
Do you remember when my trial was held 8 years ago?
Oh, yeah. And Alenka especially remembers it.
Ah, and was I thankful for her childlike innocence that allowed her to defy the authorities and run through the barricade of soldiers to kiss me.
She did not even mind that her new dress was torn as the soldiers pulled her away.
Oh, you were speaking of him.
Yeah. Remember, he was one of the first to arrive when we discovered where my trial was to be. And then afterward, as I was taken from the van at the prison, I heard someone whistling. I looked up and it was Helmut, smiling and waving just before I was taken in.
If God's love just could overcome his bitterness. He's a tender-hearted boy. Why has he turned out so?
Our enemy delights in deforming our emotions.
He has convinced Helmut that he has a right to be bitter. Perhaps things will change now that you are home.
People pray that they will. But that reminds me, I'm going down to the district office of housing and see why you have not been given a new apartment. We must have it now that I'm home.
Joseph, do not expect too much.
I expect to be given my rights. They promised that our rights would be given back to us once we were released. They do owe me something.
Tomorrow, Joseph. Right now. Just relax while I begin our evening meal.
Come on, getting oriented this morning when I woke up, and when you're used to waking up in a cell with cursing, angry men all around you, and then you awaken in the same room with your loving family, I had to pinch myself to see if I were alive.
I am sorry about the arrangements, dear. That you're on the floor with the boys. In such a small room, I thought it best to...
If I had had so soft a palate in prison, I would have had to fight to keep it. I know I should forget what I have come from, but I cannot forget what I have come to.
Oh, what will you do today while I am at work at the hospital?
And I'm going down to see the district officer of housing.
Oh, Joseph, why don't you just relax today?
Relax, knowing that we need larger quarters? I need to go down and talk with them. I'm sure something can be worked out.
Then let us pray before you go. And I will be praying for you today.
Your name, please?
Corbell. Joseph Corbell.
Corbell. Corbell.
Yeah.
Here we are. This is your first time in, isn't it?
Yeah, but my wife is...
I know. Constantly. For several years she has been coming in.
Yeah, you see, we have three children, and now that I'm back...
Back? From where, Mr. Corbell?
Well, I've been...
I know where you've been, Mr. Corbell. It's right here in your files.
But I was released and was told that all rights could be restored to me. That's why I wanted to come down and apply for an apartment for my family.
Mr. Corbell, I'll tell you the same thing I told your wife. There are no apartments available.
But surely there must be...
For families such as yours, our regime will never have an apartment.
But if my rights have been restored, why are my family and I denied an apartment?
Oh, I'm not denying you an apartment, Mr. Corbell. I said there will never be any available for you. There is a difference.
Difference?
Officially, you are not being denied an apartment. I am an official and must carry out orders. I said there are not any, nor will there be any apartments available to you and your family.
Then I will keep coming back here until I get some result.
As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Corbell, you can come back here and stand in line every day. That's your privilege. But there will never be an apartment available. There are other people with priority over ex-prison.
But you cannot.
You've had enough time, Mr. Corbell. Please move aside for the next person.
But I...
That's all, Mr. Corbell. Next.
You are not saying much, Joseph. Is anything wrong?
Wrong? How would you feel if you fell to the floor when you got out of bed and your wife and daughter could hardly get you to the sofa?
Oh, but dear, you could not take it.
And three times already I've lost my way downtown in places I know like the back of my hand.
But Joseph, we...
I know you understand, but that isn't helping me much. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's just so depressing. And I have to pray daily, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Joseph, I have never known a man with purer motives than you.
But you don't know what it's like being around those men for 10 years. Men with their filthy language and words with their double meanings. Perfectly innocent words can bring to mind the filthiest of meanings.
Joseph, if there were anything I could do...
I know you're doing what you can, Anna. We'll have to keep praying and reading Scripture. Now I know what it means when the Scripture says to renew our minds. I never realized what a vulnerable thing the mind is. Satan can distort the simplest and purest of thoughts. I thank the Lord for the Scripture I memorized before going to prison. How many times verses came to me to help me through a dilemma.
And the Lord can do the same now, Joseph.
If it weren't for all the things coming at once, I'm so sick all the time. And that shot they gave me in prison, it will affect me for the rest of my life.
Joseph, I cannot do more than remind you that the Lord is your strength. And he is able to work miracles if it is his will.
I never realized how difficult it must have been for Christ to pray in Gethsemane. Thy will be done. His ways are not our ways. And the way he has brought me is certainly not the way I would have chosen.
Nor will the results be those you could have brought about. Do not forget that, dear.
Yeah, you're right, Anna. Thank you for reminding me. Well, now I must leave for work.
Oh, do you think you should go today, Joseph? You're so deep.
I must. Window washing is not the most glorious job in the world, but it is helping bring in a little money.
But to stand on window ledges without a safety belt, oh, I worry.
It'll be all right, dear. Just pray for me. Now, I must be on my way.
Happened. I just got bird. One of the nurses on my floor told me you were here, and I rushed right down. What happened?
Well, the Lord would have it, Anna. He did take me off the 10th floor and put me on the 2nd. And just as you would feared, at work, I had a dizzy spell and fell from the window ledge.
Oh, Joseph.
The Lord took care of me, Anna. The arm is broken, but I'm alive. This means I'll be out of work for several weeks.
I am just thankful you are alive. And there will be work. Then you are able to do it.
There are times when I wonder why the Lord keeps us here. In many ways, I'm still in prison. All of us are. You, Elenka, Victor, Helmut. The children can't do the things they're capable of doing. And for now, you'll be burdened with making the living for the family, plus having to nurse me. I don't know how much longer I can take it.
The same Lord who said, go, said, lo, I am with you always. We must believe that, Joseph, or we have nothing.
We must begin praying for another job for me.
We begin praying for strength for you and for your recovery.
Job at the Educational Center for Arts and Crafts seemed to be just what I needed, but I can't...
I thought it would be perfect.
The job the Lord gave me before as a streetcar conductor was good, but I couldn't stand all the night shift work, and with my poor health, I just had to give it up.
And what is the trouble at this new job?
My colleague.
Well, I thought you said you had settled things with him.
I thought I had. People would have nothing to do with him because he was so vain and arrogant. So they came to me with their questions. He became insanely jealous. His constant manipulations against me were beginning to wear on me. And then when he went to the boss with those lies against me, well, I... Oh, the thing I hate the most is the way it affects me here at home. And I'm still smarting from the way I yelled at Lenka the other day.
It is not easy to live with three teenagers in a single room. When you come home tired from a day's work under difficult conditions, how could you be expected not to flare up occasionally?
The children don't understand what I've been through.
Oh, they understand more than we think.
And now I'm really under tension.
Why?
I told you how my colleague came to me the other day with another problem.
You told me you thought you had been a real help to him.
Well, I thought I had.
Yeah.
Well, now that the problem has been resolved, he's taken to belittling me because of the spiritual advice I gave him. Now others are making fun of me also. The man's hypocrisy is what really bothers me. His presence is such an affront.
Peter, pray. Joseph, the Lord has brought us through much birth.
Yeah, but his present troubles obscure past victories. Oh, I just pray that I won't do anything at home that I'll regret. Why, I never yelled at any of my fellow prisoners the way I yelled at Elenka. What's wrong with me, Anna?
Perhaps it is because you were not free to yell at your fellow prisoners. It takes time to adjust to freedom once you regain it.
I hope you're right, Anna. I just hope and pray that you are right. Who's
seat and those on the chair.
A Lanker.
Could you please put them away so I can sit down?
Let a Lanker do it. They're her things.
I ask you to do it, Victor.
I put my things away. Let a Lanker put her things away.
I told you to do it. Do you understand?
How do I know where the things go? They're a Lanker's. Let her take care of them.
You will not talk back to your father that way, and you will obey me. If I have to beat you, Mrs. Gilt, to get you to understand, then I will do it. Let go of that man. I'm your father. Do not defy me.
My father? You are not my father. You're some stranger, and I do not know you. My father would never do anything like this. Not my father. My father would understand that he is not the only one in this family with problems. He'd know that I don't like working as a locksmith's apprentice. I wanted to be an optometrist, but they will not let me. My father would understand that. Who are you standing there with that belt in your hand, whipping me as though I were your slave or something? Who are you? Who are you? Well, I've taken from you all I can stand.
Victor! Victor, come back! Victor! My son! My son! Oh, what have I done? Oh, God, he's right. Who am I? Who am I? I've become an animal. I'm no better than my captors. I'm no good.
I must get away. Do something. Beast. Oh, Lord, you know how I love Victor. You know how I dream through those 10 years of being with him, loving him. Bloody, I don't deserve to live. But get away. Leave.
Where will I go? Got to do something. End it all. Is that it? The river. We got to get to the river. End it all. It's no good to the family. The Lord won't hear me. To the river, yeah. End it all at the river.
Joseph! Joseph, darling, wait! Wait!
What? What? Oh, Erna. Is that Erna calling?
Oh, Joseph! Joseph, where are you going? Oh, please! Oh, please, babe!
Erna, what have I done? What have I done?
Oh, it is all right now, darling. Everything will be all right. Come back home, Joseph. Whatever it is, will be all right.
But Victor, has he come home?
Not yet, but he did. Come home, Joseph. It is so cold.
Oh, I'll be home, Erna. I'd just like to be alone for a little while.
Right, dear. Promise you will come home.
I
promise.
I'll be right behind you. Is that Alenka coming?
She came with me to try to find you. I will go back with her. But you come too.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Alenka? Alenka, wait!
Yeah, Anne is right. I must go back.
Papa!
Victor. Oh, Victor, I'm so sorry.
Papa, please forgive me. I should not have shouted at you the way I did.
No, you were right. I have been a stranger, son. You don't really know the man who hit you with the belt.
And Papa, I've been a stranger, too. I know it has not been easy for you. It has been hard for all of us. I am 17 now, Papa. I acted as though I were 7.
Perhaps you should have. That's when you last knew me as your father. We've both been strangers, standing back, waiting for the other to make the move. I'm so sorry the move had to be in this direction.
I'm not. It is the first time I have ever really had to consider things from your side. Now I think I understand what you have been through. Come, let us go home, Papa.
good son.
Yeah, I have a son back. Ah, how I love that boy. Now, if only
I know. Helmut.
Yeah, Helmut. You should have told me about him, dear.
And burden you with more than you could bear? He has just not found it in his heart to forgive the communists, and he is taking his hatred out on God. I tried to explain to him that even suffering is sometimes used of God to teach truths of the Christian mind.
What did he say?
He shouted that he would never forgive the communists. And he said that since we had served God faithfully all of our lives, and now are treated like criminals, he could not understand what possible good could come of serving God.
If we could only locate him. I've been over to his little room several times, but he's never in. He has been gone for so long. Oh, we only knew where he is. Ah, I'll get it, dear.
He's here. It's Helmut.
Hello, Father.
Oh, Helmut. Oh, how good to see you.
Well, come in, son. Come in.
Father, there's someone I want you to meet.
Why, certainly, son. Who is it?
It's my wife, Eva.
Your wife?
Yes. Please, bring her in, Helmut.
Oh, yeah. We want to meet her. Oh, you should have told us, Helmut.
I know, but anyway, Mother, Father, this is Eva. Eva, this is Mother and Father.
How do you do? I'm glad to meet you.
Ah, isn't it strange?
What, Joseph?
Speaking of Helmut, you pray and ask the Lord for something, then he does it or gives it to you. You're not sure you can take it. He has been such a heartache. We pray that we could contact him. Then when he comes home, surprised, he's married, and he didn't even tell us.
I think maybe this is by the Lord, Limita. If he knew everything there is to know about the things we pray for, there would be much anxiety.
You are right, Anna, but both Helmut and his wife are so immature. Like, Eva doesn't look to be more than 14 or 15, although she's 18. And she's as mixed up and confused as Helmut. This situation will take a miracle to resolve it favorably.
Mm-hmm. All situations require the Lord's miracle if they are to turn out all right. We must pray that the Lord will give us real love for Eva. After all, she is a part of our family. And incidentally, you have a daughter who needs your prayers tomorrow.
Alenka, why?
We have been praying that she could find work that would be satisfying to her. She loves her work in the hospital, but she is allowed to do only the most menial tasks. She is capable of so much more.
That is the trouble with our family. The prospective employer will look at Alenka's record and read parents. Former Salvation Army officers. Father, for 10 years, a state prisoner, no activity in the Communist Party, and on and on. They will lead her right out the door.
But things have changed for her, Joseph.
How?
The other day, the head nurse told me about her niece having been accepted in the school for physical therapists. I was so dejected, because I feel that Alenka should be able to do something like that. I must have expressed myself quite strongly.
How do you know?
I said I wished Alenka could get into the school. But I knew it would be impossible because we are Christians. And you know what she did?
What?
She bent to the head physician of the dermatological ward where we work and told him that since I had been such a good worker and since Alenka is now working there in the hospital, she should be given special consideration.
Fine.
The director of the School of Physical Therapists is a personal friend of his, so his recommendation may carry some weight.
Why have you not mentioned this before?
We have had so much bad news lately. I thought I would wait until things were a bit more settled.
And now?
The physician spoke to the director, and the director checked out her references. And she has been invited to take the entrance exam.
Which is part political, huh? Well, when they discover that Alenka knows nothing about the communist government, that will be the end of that.
Perhaps the Lord will work a miracle. Oh, Joseph, let us pray for a miracle.
Alenka is really intelligent. And if she could get into the study, it would mean so much.
Of course we will play. Right now is a good time.
Alenka should be coming in any time, Joseph. What are you thinking?
I am thinking that if the Lord wants her in the school, then he has birthed a miracle.
Oh, I do hope she got in. It is so hard for young people here unless they are communists. I trust that the Lord will show Alenka that he is greater than the system.
We know that he is. He has proven it to us over and over.